Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're still alive. The Cubs are still alive. Never a doubt, except there was kind of a doubt, but they held on. Those four runs, for the first time in 8 years, they scored more than three runs in a playoff game, and it was just enough to get what they needed to outlast the Brewers yesterday.
Keep hope alive. That is where the hope is. The hope is alive. Yeah, I didn't think the Cubs were going to get there. When Andrew Kittredge gives up the home run to, hello, Jake Bowers, I see you. When he gives up that home run to Bowers, and it's 4-3, and we know that the Cubs had stopped scoring. They had scored their four runs, and that was going to be it. And it was just a I think they even said it during the broadcast last night. It just, like, the Brewers just picking away. It was almost a form of torture that it got to 4-3. So I really thought that at the very least, the game would eventually get tied up and maybe even go to extra innings. I wasn't saying necessarily the Cubs were going to lose, but I am amazed and impressed that the Cubs held on to that 4-3 lead and ended up winning the game. And Brad Keller was back on and did good things after they got Kitty out of the game after the Cheerio double in the second. Or in the eighth, I'm sorry.
I love that it's Kitty and people are, it's not you, but people keep calling him Jackson Cheerio. And I'm like, it's Chorio.
It is?
Well, it's C-H-O-U. It's not.
I have not heard anybody pronounce the name Chorio. Just heard Cheerio.
Chorio, but like, it's not Cheerio.
Yeah. But I think that's the way people are saying it, though. Not Cheerios, but yeah, Jackson Cheerio. It just, right? Cheerio.
It's about Ray. Help me out here.
Yeah, that you are correct, Layla. But Grody, you are also correct. The way people have been saying it is Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Yeah, Cheerio.
But Cheerio. The
proper pronunciation would be Churio.
Churio.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I like. There's more of an O there than it. It's kind of like when people say Nelson Aguilar and they say Aguilar and
that's,
not
that's
Aguilar.
What we got going on here.
Yeah.
Kind of a little bit of a Jewel situation, okay. My friend.
And I also have an accent, so I get it. But
that's Churio. Good to have fun with names.
Yeah. I just laugh when it devolves all the way into the cereal. I'm like, I don't know that that's necessarily.
I don't like that Cheerios guy.
Well, exactly. He would be ripe for the S if he was here, and maybe he will be here someday. Who knows? Who knows?
Oh my goodness, what a hope cast that was just now. But I think we knew that all of us yesterday knew that the chances were in the Cubs' favor to win that game. They had Jameson Taillon on the mound. We asked for five innings. He goes four. I mean, that's as good as we can get sometimes as far as our requests are concerned. But again, he takes the ball in a more consistent way than we've seen any other pitcher for the Cubs do so in the playoffs so far. And even though the first inning was a little more stressful for him as well, we saw what happened. 1-2-3 second inning, and then that really helped him, I think, kind of set, you know, the tone for the rest of the other two innings for him. Again, he was dependable enough to get the job done, and That's what you need right now. And it's been more so that case for him than anybody else. So I really just am thankful for what we've seen out of him. Bryce Terrain, when he walked, I thought of you immediately.
Yeah.
The Mark Grody Pain in the Arse Award.
Well, and then I will see you, the Bryce Terrain, and a guy that you mentioned and I agreed with, Sal Frelick, who had a sack fly to make it 1-0 in that wild first inning for Jameson Taillon.
But then once again, if you needed to re-examine the lineup decision that was made in the game before, in game two, Michael Busch tells you why you should have. Comes out in that first inning and hits the home run, and Wrigley erupted.
Wow. And Quinn Priester was on his way out of the game.
Man, that game, there were 53 total pitches thrown in the first inning. It lasted about 50 minutes, the first inning did.
Yeah.
Like, that was a game in an inning, it felt like.
PCA saved the day, though, like, in that first inning. Like, the Busch homer is big, huge, massive.
Right.
But it was looking to me like that was going to be the only damage done, which would have obviously changed the entire trajectory of the game, maybe even have changed the game for the starting pitcher, Quinn Priester, who could have gotten to the dugout, settled down, taken a few deep breaths. But PCA, here's what I was really impressed. Obviously, he get the two-run single itself to make it 3-1 Cubs in the first. He worked himself, and I don't take these things lightly with PCA. He worked a nice 2-1 count.
Yeah.
He set himself up in that at-bat. Once he got to 2-1, I felt good about that. A two-out hit doesn't get any bigger than that for PCA.
Well, let's go through the batter-by-batter here in that first inning, because, well, frankly, that's what the Cubs had to have to make the difference in the 4-3 final. So we mentioned the Michael Busch home run. Yet again, just showing you why he's been the hottest hitter for the Cubs in the playoffs. Nico Hoerner then singles. Kyle Tucker walks. So you're feeling really good about Seiya Suzuki in that moment coming to the plate. And he tried, man, but Sal Frelick just made an incredible catch in the corner.
Wow.
Takes away a hit, takes away a run. At that point, at least one run, don't you think?
Absolutely. No, no doubt about it. And you couldn't see him. I don't know about your view. You were at the game.
I couldn't see him at all from where I was sitting because the corner was obstructed.
Yeah, and TV couldn't tell either. We were completely dependent on the announcers on that. And he caught it.
When I'm at home watching the game, nobody stands up in front of me, and they're allowed to stand. It's just I can't see anything when that happens a lot of the time.
Poor little Layla. At the Cubs game in her good seats.
They were amazing seats, right. I will say that. But I will say this, though. It was hard to see that, and then you saw it on the replay, and there was a whole bunch of people in the crowd who had the same situation. They couldn't see in the corner because it was so far in the right field corner, as you know, right in front of that DraftKings ad in the corner where he's sliding on the warning track. So on the replay, it was almost like double reaction because those who didn't see it live then were like, oh, God.
Yeah.
So that took the air out of the sails a little bit. And then with the Carson Kelly strikeout, it was up to PCA to help extend the inning. And he did just that. So he's able to get that single, and then Nico and Kyle Tucker both score. Ian Happ goes to third. And that's how you know that just that little bit of difference with the breaking up is what you called it, the 0-for-4 row. And we did not have that yesterday. That's what a difference 8 hits makes in a game.
God, that sounds so healthy, doesn't it? Like, the bar is at 8.
That little difference where you know either somebody's having a multi-hit game or your lineup is a little more 1-9 hitting and not necessarily 1-4 that can extend the hits. We talked about it in game 2. Brewers got all of those runs with 2 outs. You've got to have those people come through in order to succeed in advance in the playoffs, and that's where the difference is made.
Yeah, defense is made for sure there here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I think another thing like of consequence too in this game was it was nice to see Milwaukee just at one point for one shining moment get burned at their own game in the fourth inning when the Brewers botched that safety squeeze with one Brandon Lockridge at the plate putting down the bunt. Caleb Durbin of Lake Forest trying to come home on that play, and Matt Shaw going back and forth and back and forth. Matt Shaw struggling to get the ball out of his glove just a little bit. Caleb Durbin decides not to slide into home plate, which if he had, and Pat Murphy, quite Pat Murphy, I should have discussed this during the pre-show meeting. Pat Murphy was criticizing Caleb Durbin in his nice way, the Pat Murphy way, the Murph way.
The aw shucks.
Yeah, the sort of aw shucksy way. But he said, boy, I sure do wish he would have slid into home plate right there, because if he had, at the very least, it would have been a close play, because Matt Shaw looked just for that one moment, just a slight hitch, a slight bobble of the ball, and everything could have been different right there. But it was nice to see Durbin eventually get tagged out right
there. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There.
Pickle. That's what that was. Got caught there in a pickle.
Well, he was in a pickle.
And the rollover at the end really, really solidified the denouement, the closure of that play. But you're right. It took too long. Like, when you're watching it take place, you're going, this is taking too long. Like, why is this taking so long?
Get him.
And then at one point, Durbin looked like he had the advantage. Like, if there's a juke move there or something, then that might have been what you needed to get around him. It got a little Javi Baez-esque there. Like, Javi would extend it, you know, and then you knew what happened next. Advantage Javi. But fortunately, not the case, and Shaw does end up getting the ball out of his glove and tags him, and then Durbin rolls over.
He did roll over.
That was the funniest ending to me of that. I was like, end scene.
I have to tell you, like, honestly, and I don't know if other baseball fans are like this, I get stressed out during every rundown until it's over, because weird things can happen and it's just a chaotic, all out sort of play. And I know there's a lot of science behind it and a lot of coaching behind it, but I get freaked out until especially in a playoff game, because weird things happen, and a weird thing almost happened again. If Durbin slide takes a dive at the plate or a slide, he might be safe in there. And at that point, it was 4-2. It would have been 4-3. Before the home run Jake Bowers hit.
People are funny today. 262 on the text line. Unbelievable catch. He snow coned it. Show me when you can slide on your ass like that at the warning track and make that catch. You tell me how that goes for you.
You know about this? We're back at the Sal Frelick catch.
Apparently, like that was
he snow coned it. I didn't even see that.
He slid. It was a sliding catch at the warning track. Like, his forward momentum on his keister is what helped get it. I mean, you got to give credit where it's due, man. A lot of people don't slide like that and make the catch.
Texter, if we're doing text here right now. One, don't take Wisconsin people's pronunciation of anything for proper. We're back to the Jackson
it
Cheerios.
It wasn't just Wisconsin.
Two, I love you, Grody, but you're not the paragon of proper. What does that mean? Wait a minute. I'm not proper?
Well, none of us are. We work in sports talk radio.
I am not the paragon of proper. The texter is right.
We're making fart jokes half the time. Like, what? This isn't, as I said to somebody else on our text line once, I was like, this isn't exactly a law firm. Like, we're not exactly doing, the people's work over here professionally.
No, but I want to be, I do want to be the paragon of proper.
Do we start the finer things club like The Office? Is that what we do?
I get it. See, I'm watching The Office. I get it.
We also got a compliment by 8152 Robbie for the open.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
I'll write that down for you, Robbie.
Thanks.
That was nice.
Robbie, I really want to squeeze this story in. Yeah. I know we're up against it, but nah. Robbie moved to a new neighborhood and had quite the bar experience to he tried to watch the Cubs game. Can you quickly tell us?
Yeah, so I was walking around listening to Pat and Ron, you know, doing the game, and I was like, you know, let me just stop by a bar. So I stopped by this random bar. I walk in there. I just ran a bar, sat down, and then Ian Happ strikes out, and I hear everyone start to clap. I'm like, what's going on? I walked into a Wisconsin bar. I walked into a bar of just pure Brewers fans, and I was the one lone Cubs fan there who got the clap in their face.
Wow.
What was that? Did you just, like, record scratch in your head? You're like, oh, God.
Yeah, I looked over, and everyone was wearing a Brewers jersey, and I was like, oh, God, I'm in enemy territory.
Did they cut your hair for you? Is that what you got your hair cut? They're like, come on over here, you. Put him in a noogie and just clip
yeah,
his
exactly.
hair.
Yeah, exactly. They, like, took my legs up and put me in the toilet.
Swirly.
Exactly.
You got the swirly for going into the Wisconsin bar?
Yeah.
Oh, did you see Cheerios? Cheerios up there. Just got another
Chorizo, yeah.
So at one point, a guy turns around to us, and that was the last time we spoke to this individual, and says to my friend who's with me, who's a guy, he goes, you see how they don't even have a man at third? That's going to be an automatic hit for Kyle Tucker. And I was like, and he didn't even bother talking to me. And I'm like, he has a bad calf. No, it is not an automatic hit. They know exactly where they're going if it's a bunt. No, that is not an automatic hit. And frankly, Kyle Tucker, I think, realized that his automaticness was not happening after he got caught stealing and picked off at first base.
Yeah, it was a bad moment for him. Fifth inning, 4-2 Cubs, and old Tucky Tuck is wandering off the base. What are you doing, Tucker? I actually thought I knew what he was doing, and that was to just cheat a little bit. The only way that man is going to get to second base
and with a bad
steal,
leg, huh? Cheat with a bad leg?
Well, that's the only way he's going to get to second base, is it? Like, if he's going to steal second and try to do something to help the Cubs, he's going to need to cheat. He's not the first base runner to get that big lead.
I just thought he forgot that he had a bad calf for a second.
Honestly,
like, oh yeah. Whoops.
We should be giving credit to who was pitching at that moment, but whoever it was did a really good job of not balking too, because that, like, when you got guys say throw over, it'd be really easy to come untangled if you were the pitcher on the mound at that time. So that could have very easily have gone Kyle Tucker's way.
Oh, you mean entanglement? That's a different reference altogether. We have much more to come here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. There is more Cubs talk to be had. And you know what? The realist people, if you want to call it like the, I don't know, they're naysayers, like the ones throwing out like runners in scoring position, snow cone catch, whatever you want to say. All that is cool because it's not like anybody just won the World Series today. They did, however, extend their playoff series. Now they face the perhaps hardest game in the series to get past. Mark Grody will explain his thesis why. And don't forget, we're taking your calls in the segment after that. 312-644-6767. You can text us too. You can join us on Twitch. It's all happening on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.